Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 306 on DGS. Dave out today for the show, but DGS Live is coming up later on tonight. And that's what Dave's doing. He's prepping for DGS Live. Rachel, Andrew, Wheeler hanging out with you here on a Thursday. Dave will be back in tomorrow. Lay out the schedule again for tonight. This is my first one. So we've got the meet and greet early on,
yes,
right?
The meet and greet if you have a VIP ticket, if you're nice. On the ground floor, I guess. And then Dave will do stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's going to do some Beatles songs with Jimmy Griffin.
That'll be great.
For probably about 25 minutes or so. Then we'll probably take a short break, and then the whole crew will come out. You, me, Andrew, Sue Thomas will
nice.
Come out with Dave and do a little panel discussion. So
I forgot my cowbell.
Mm.
I was going to bring it.
Mm-mm-mm.
Feel bad.
You ruined the entire musical performance.
Jimmy's going to be really mad at me. He's going to be like, damn it, Wheeler. Kevin Kleen has come in from the KMOX newsroom. You may have heard some breaking news with Kevin at the top of the hour. Kevin, I only caught a little bit of it as I was running around during the break, but it sounds like a pretty bad thing.
Well, it's an unusual thing. Yeah. It happened a little while ago, about a half a year ago. We always hear about fentanyl problems on the street,
right?
The street drug, but fentanyl is a legitimate medical drug that in liquid form is used for some sedations, like if you have knee surgery, a pain reliever. So it's used in some types of surgeries and procedures. And it's usually watched under very strict protocols. And you don't hardly ever hear about hospitals saying we've got some that's missing. But KMOX has learned that SSM Health in St. Clair Hospital in Fenton, filed a report with the state saying that they had 3,000 vials of liquid fentanyl missing last year between February and June. That's about 2 gallons.
Wow.
2 gallons of fentanyl just disappeared. And then they had another 700 vials of a sedative called midazolam. And all this disappeared, according to their report with the state, from the Interventional Radiology Unit out there at SSM Health St. Clair. And there was a nurse fired, according to the documents. We talked to his attorney. The nurse fired in June, suspected of taking at least some of it, but he insisted he didn't take the full amount, and he said there's a bigger problem there. And so we reached out to the hospital. We want to know, is it over with just this one person who died in October? Or did, you know, the hospital said in their report that there was an investigation into others ongoing at this unit. So usually it's a very hush-hush world where these things get filed, but we got a hold of these documents, and the attorney for the dead man, the dead nurse, says, yeah, this was a guy who had a problem, and he admitted to it, but he insisted in his paperwork that he filed with the Drug Enforcement Agency. We have a copy of that. He said that maybe I'm being used as the fall guy to cover up a lack of protocol, you know, at the hospital.
Sure.
Now, in defense of the hospital and looking at all their documents, there's never any one place where they say he took it all. They don't say he's solely responsible. But the man died in the middle of a riddle because you can't really have a prosecution against him. He's gone.
Right.
And he can't answer further questions. But we're waiting to find out more.
That is fascinating. It almost sounds like a movie. There was actually one that's not too far off of that movie recently. There was a nurse that was stealing, I forget exactly what the drug was, but using it actually to kill patients. This is obviously not that. But it's fascinating to me that there aren't stricter controls or don't seem to be stricter controls. That seems like a lot that would go missing without setting off an alarm in more real time as opposed to down the road.
Yeah, and that's one of the questions that just jumps out at you. So this went from February until June. Why wasn't it caught on the first day or first few days? And there's an interesting system they have out at St. Clair SSM Health where the pharmacy has the drugs, and the pharmacy's on a different floor than where all the drugs are needed. And so it's delivered by tubes, like when you go to the bank drive-thru.
Oh, really?
And there's what they call tube stations where the people who need it for a patient are supposed to fill out some paperwork, or there's supposed to be some protocols, and I'm a little uncertain on what those protocols were supposed to have been, but apparently at least one person was able to evade them. And sometimes when the drugs were taken for a patient who didn't need all of it, that was supposed to be reported back as wasted, but it would just kind of disappear. So a lot of questions.
So I'm assuming we're going to have more follow-ups on this coming up?
Yes. We'll be talking with the Drug Enforcement Administration.
Great.
Tomorrow about there's a wider problem of, they call it drug diversions. Drugs are being diverted from in hospitals from where they're supposed to go. They have a whole unit at DEA that looks into this.
Wow. Fascinating. Thanks, Kev.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. I mean, again, I know it's strange. I you know that it's like instinctively these things happen, but when you think of, as Kevin pointed out at the beginning, when you think of fentanyl, you think of drugs, the drug trade or drugs being sold, you think of stuff that's coming up over the border or stuff that's being flown in from Colombia or whatever. You don't think about what's happening right underneath your nose.
Right.
It's kind of odd. I mean, I'm more odd that it's harder to track, but then I would think that about a lot of things, right? You think about the black market for anything, whether it's these types of drugs or guns or whatever. It's hard to believe that things can slip through the cracks when you know they're dangerous. Like, you would think with all the buzz about fentanyl, that would be something we're going to keep an extra close eye on. So if something's not right, are we not auditing it? I don't know. Fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
We look forward to catching up on more of that with Kevin Killeen. All right, let's change gears completely, as Dave likes to say. Hard left turn. Hard left turn. So I just became aware of this story maybe 20 minutes ago, something along those lines. A buddy of mine sends me an email. The email headline says, "The PC police strike again," and then in parentheses says, "Donald Duck is next." Okay, this is the email thing that I get, and I click on it. Mm-hmm. And in there, there's a statement from A&W Root Beer, the restaurants, the root beer company.
Okay.
Here's what the statement says. Here's what the statement from A&W says. It says, "America, let's talk. Since 1963, Rudy the Great Root Bear, their mascot, has been our beloved spokes bear. We knew people would notice because he's literally a 6-foot-tall bear wearing an orange sweater, but now we get it. Even a mascot's lack of pants can be polarizing. Therefore, we've decided that Rudy will wear jeans going forward. Not to worry, though. He'll remain our official spokes bear. After all, he is an unbearably cute guy, and he's impossible to replace. We're confident Rudy will continue to champion good food and good times for many years to come, now wearing denim." So this is what A&W put out.
Okay.
And this is how Fox News reported the story, which is something.
Finally, there is this. First, it was M&M's. Now it's root beer. Rudy the Great Root Bear. He serves as the mascot of A&W restaurants. He's now going to be wearing pants. Apparently, according to the company, Rudy's lack of pants was quite polarizing, they say. He's been on the job since 1963. The spokes bear, quote, is a 6-foot-tall bear wearing an orange sweater. We knew people would notice, even a mascot's lack of pants can be polarizing.
Oh, my God.
First, it was M&M's.
It's ridiculous.
Now a bear has to have...
Oh, what are you crying? I mean, what is the problem?
It's just the woke police cancel culture has gone ridiculous.
Idiots! It was a joke!
A&W's gone woke.
A&W followed that tweet with one of their own saying, "Is now a good time to mention this was a joke?" So they decided to do this to get attention, because obviously it would be hilarious. So guess who fell for it?
Fox.
Whoever those people were. I can get, my buddy sent it to me. He fell for it. My buddy's he's a lawyer. He's got a regular job. That's not his job to vet things or check things or whatever.
He's a lawyer. He kind of is. That kind of is his job.
Not like this for his clients, maybe.
He's got a terrible BS meter. He's a lawyer.
But you're a media company. Your name is literally news, Fox News. You could have checked into this before throwing it up as a segment and be like, "Oh, the woke police." First of all, is it woke to wear pants?
I guess so.
Oh yeah, no more bottomless bears. No. So, like, it's just amazing to me how easily people will take the bait on anything related to the culture wars.
My favorite part was as you were reading the statement, I was like, this is obviously just for attention because you could have just put some pants on the bear and nobody would have noticed.
Anything,
yeah.
Right.
Characters go through different, you know, iterations all the time and they don't have a press release every time they change a jacket or something on a mascot. So that was my first thought, was like, okay, this is definitely for attention. And then once they said it's a joke, well, duh, it makes perfect sense. They're obviously just going after M&Ms at that point.
Right, right, right. They're playing a game and obviously using it to get people to mention A&W Root Beer, which just now happened on Fox News and on KMOX and is happening all over Twitter and social media, which was the entire point of all of this, right? It's like guerrilla marketing. We're going to throw crazy stuff out there. And it's not even that crazy. It's just a silly little thing that makes no sense whatsoever when you read it. But immediately, it's amazing how immediately people run fighting for it.
And right.
What's odd to me is, and obviously there's a lot of depth that we could get into here. What's odd to me is the same people that are really sensitive to a story like this are constantly complaining about other people being sensitive about things.
I have to ask, is he a polar bear?
No, he just looks like a brown bear.
Oh, okay. I wondered if he was a polar bear because the word polarizing was just used so much. I didn't know if that was another pun.
No, they didn't do that. No, in the ones that were the puns, they actually broke it up with dashes like unbearably. Mm. But no, he's not a polar bear. He is, I don't know if he's supposed to be a grizzly or just a straight up brown bear, but he is a bear character and he's brown.
But he's remaining pantsless
he's got denim now.
Future. Mm-hmm. Oh, so they really did give him jeans.
At least in this picture, he's wearing jeans. I don't know if that's for real or not, but obviously, woke culture strikes again.
I'm triggered because that cartoon bear is wearing a pair of Levi's.
Yeah, I mean, it is woke to say that you should wear pants. All right, we got some more audio we want to get through here. Dave Murray is going to join us after the 3:30 news to give us the latest on the weather, and we'll go through some headlines there as well. Rach, you want to go first on the audio?
Sure, I have two here. My first one, you know, with all of these classified documents being brought to light, and it's in somebody's garage, it's in somebody's office, it's all over the place. Lindsey Graham had something to say about it.
And if you come to my house, you'll find Chick-fil-A bags all over the floor, but you're not going to find any classified information.
If you're
And honestly, dude, same.
Over
the floor.
All over the floor.
I just loved that sound bite.
Andrew, does he live in your car?
It's Hardee's bags right now,
no,
actually.
It's Hardee's bags.
I've been getting the sausage biscuits in the morning.
Mine would be Taco Bell if I wasn't driving a rental car at the moment.
My second piece of audio, I wanted to know, Wheels, are you a Joe Burrow fan?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're about to become an even bigger fan because here he is talking to the guys from Pardon My Take.
Yeah. How many Star Wars posters do you currently have on your wall?
Two, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, but I changed it. So the comforter was Star Wars. I think the curtains are still Star Wars, but the comforter is no longer Star Wars.
You're an NFL quarterback. You like, have you said that to yourself as you tuck yourself in with your Star Wars jammies?
Yeah.
I don't know why, but TikTok thinks that I'm like in love with Joe Burrow or something.
Oh, really?
And they keep showing me content of him. And I'm like, he's cute. He seems a little young for me. And also, I think he's in a relationship. But they're just like, Joe Burrow.
Because you are a woman. TikTok says you love Joe Burrow because you are a woman.
Right.
Here is your.
I mean, he's 26.
Oh, I thought he was younger than that.
No.
That's still a little young.
Her whole demeanor just changed.
Yeah, like,
sat up straight in my chair.
26. That's not weird at all.
My.
Not weird at all.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, he's a big Star Wars fan.
I mean, first of all, he's a hard guy not to love as a sports fan because not only is he great at what he does, I mean, he is a great quarterback, but he's funny as hell. He's got an attitude. Like, I mean, when his team's doing, he won the championship at LSU and he was like cigar on the field. Like, he is basically like the coolest guy in the room, but he's also amazing at his job, which is what makes it even better. And now it's even better knowing that he's a Star Wars dork, too.
He's a total Star Wars nerd.
Would you guys agree? Everybody's a dork or a nerd about something.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, it's whatever you're, you know, passionate about.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But I mean, like, you can take whoever you like. Think of somebody. Who do you think would be considered for the coolest people on Earth?
Me.
That's a good question because everyone who you know, you think is cool, typically the media ends up revealing something about them where you're like, ugh. So I'm having a hard time thinking of anyone.
Yeah, cool is a hard thing to measure. You know what I mean? And you can be like cool in different ways. I don't know.
I mean, like, what do you think? Is like super like famous and successful and wealthy and, you know, like when you think about it, like, why would they collect bottle caps? But they do. Mm-hmm. You know, like, there are all kinds of, I forget, I did this so long ago. It was maybe 15, 16 years ago. We did this thing where I'm like, I challenged the listeners. This is when I was doing sports radio back in the day. Said, name the any person you want. I will find something nerdy about them while you're on the phone with me. Something dorky. And I can't even remember if this is the right thing. But, like, at the time, still kind of like prime Jack Nicholson years, you know. He's kind of not been around doing much lately. But he's still a big star. And I looked it up and, like, you know, he collects stamps. You know, like, everybody is a dork about something. We are all nerds about something. And it's cool to, like, embrace it like he does and not be like, oh, yeah, I'd rather not talk about it. Like, who cares?
He has Star Wars curtains.
Absolutely.
Do you guys remember the, there was a rumor floating around. I don't remember if it ever got confirmed. Maybe you guys will. The rumor that Paris Hilton, like, restored old radios in her.
You always bring this up, and I've never heard anyone but you say.
Look it up. It was a rumor that was floating around the internet, I don't know, like 10 years ago.
That you started.
I started.
Yeah, you began this.
Somehow I doubt that she is restoring old radios.
I doubt that too, but it was a really big rumor. I'm shocked you guys haven't seen this.
Like, you know, one of my examples, like Brad Pitt, he picked up pottery, like making pottery.
Oh, that's not necessarily like dorky or
anything. No, but I mean, it wouldn't be what you would associate with a big movie star.
Right.
Right. You would think like, oh, he's out on his motorcycle.
He has someone to make his pottery for him.
Exactly right. What do you got, Andrew, and audio wise?
I have a very curious SpongeBob SquarePants conspiracy theory that I've seen floating around the internet.
And this is still a conspiracy. I don't know if it's been confirmed, but the seven main characters of SpongeBob represent the seven deadly sins.
Oh.
So SpongeBob is like lust because he's always happy about everything. Yeah. Blah, blah. Patrick is.
What?
He's
is that
dumb.
What lust is? Always
dumb. I can't remember. I can't remember what he was.
Squidward's always mean.
Squidward is mean, so he represents envy. Or no, Mr. Krabs is greed.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Plankton was envy because he's hates Mr. Krabs. He's jealous of his business. Gary, the snail, is gluttony because he's always eating. He's always hungry. Blah blah blah. Sandy is pride because she's always talking about how proud she is to be from Texas.
Yeah. Pride.
So it's just like it just says that the seven main characters, I don't know, I read about it, but I can't remember exactly all they are, but they represent the seven deadly sins.
What is this audio from?
I don't know. It was so I watched a million TikToks about this, and I picked these two because they were just so stupid.
Yeah, that I mean, they
really made me laugh because they were like, "You won't believe this conspiracy theory," and then they're rolling it out, and he's like, "SpongeBob, he's lust, he's happy, or no, wait, maybe he's envy." Or he's pride. I don't remember what he was. He was something.
Lust is happy all the time. That's not what that is.
Right. Like, oh, yeah, he's happy all the time. So he's lust, obviously.
Like, SpongeBob is, like, stupid and silly and happy. That's not lust.
It just cracked me up, these two trying to work their way through this and failing.
Squidward is not wrath. He may be passive-aggressive.
Yeah.
In most of the charts, they're wrong. In most of the charts, he is envy, and then Plankton is wrath.
Right? Plankton.
And
that's a little better.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously extremely poorly assembled conspiracy.
Got between that one and then the Patrick is the villain thing.
He is the
Why do we have so many theories about SpongeBob?
Because it rocks.
It's a great show.
Well, it's a great show, but that's all I got to say.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, we played that just for Dave Murray.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
We're
rocking out.
It's coming from the land of the ice and snow. We actually got away from that. We didn't have to do that this week.
Yeah, it's like it never happened.
And we got a little bit, and I'm looking outside now, and there's like no sign of anything anywhere.
There, I'm back again. I'm having troubles today. I was just rocking out too much.
So what are we expecting here for the next couple of days leading into the weekend, sir?
Yeah, up and down as far as temperatures are concerned. There's no real big storms in sight, but we're cold. We'll drop very quickly this evening. It's chilly out there now, even with the sun. But 20 degrees tonight. Obviously, cold start first thing in the morning on Friday, but kick it up to 48 Friday afternoon. Southerly flow kicks in, gets a little windy. No concerns Friday night. Saturday looks okay, partly sunny, 52 degrees, but it will be windy. A weak cold front comes through late Saturday night. Clouds, maybe a couple of showers, a little freezing rain. No big deal. 28 degrees on Sunday, maybe a sprinkle or a snow flurry early, but cloudy day on Sunday and 35. Much of next week across the area. Big match of cold air up in Canada is ready to release. It's been sitting up there all January, and it's our turn now.
Boo. I'm seeing teens, Dave. I don't want to see teens.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be, you know, compared to January anyway, dramatically colder. Compared to December, I don't think it's going to be that cold, but it's going to be cold.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Sure.
You want to do some headlines?
Let's go, headlines.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Get personalized savings delivered to you in an instant with the Schnucks Rewards app. So apparently, the U.S. economy grew at the end of 2022. This is according to data shared by the Commerce Department today. It grew by 2.9% the fourth quarter of last year. For 2022 as a whole, the gross domestic product grew by 2.1%.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Tell me how that's bad for us.
Someone's going to be like, oh, yeah, no, that was the last thing
yeah,
we needed.
Yeah, we didn't need a Now
we have to double the inflation.
So I saw earlier on Twitter that Jimmy Carter found classified documents in his home. Did you see this?
No.
I didn't know if it was a fake story or not.
Oh, no, that's what we were just talking about.
Jimmy Carter's like the one that. I would not have them.
We were just saying that that would never happen.
Let me Google him, Jimmy Carter.
Now, I will say I read this earlier, and of all of us on the show right now, Dave, you and I are the only ones that have any memory whatsoever of Jimmy Carter as president. But the laws that exist regarding presidential documents now did not exist under Jimmy Carter. He signed them into law, but they didn't apply to him because he was in before they were laws. So it's actually, I believe it's true that if he had something, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it says here that former President Jimmy Carter reportedly found classified materials at his residence in the past. So I don't know if he just, you know, it's sounding like this has happened to him before and it just kind of didn't come up in the whole grand discussion about the thing. But anyway, Obama and Clinton say that all of their documents went to the archives. They're getting out in front of this story. You don't have to search our homes. We gave everything to the National Archives, so leave us alone.
Yeah, Dave, we were talking about it earlier, that there's strength in numbers. You know, when it's one person, everybody's like, oh my God, and now everybody's got them like, well, I guess everybody's okay.
I think they just want the folder that says top secret. And they just want to post that somewhere. I don't think it's got anything in there. It's just the folder.
Yeah.
That's kind of what Trump implied on Truth Social recently, too. Like, I just kind of wanted the cool keepsake of the folder and some documents. This is what he's saying. And so maybe some documents got mixed up in there. But
I'm going to guess for any of these people that have these things, I don't think anybody would have cared if they just had the folder.
Right. Yeah.
if they had like fake documents inside it, because look, the average person that you would show off to, they're not gonna know any better. Mm-hmm. You could just have, you know, our show rundown in there, and it says top secret on the envelope. You'd be like, see what I've got.
Yeah. See, I can't show you what's inside, but it's super cool. So speaking of former President Trump, Meta has reinstated Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts following a 2-year ban after the January 6th Capitol attack. Meta President of Global Affairs Nick Clegg said the risk to public safety has now subsided and they can give Trump his accounts back. However, more rules will be in place to discourage repeat offenders.
Okay. I was just going to ask like what changed, but it's fine. Whatever.
At the time they said it was for Twitter was supposed to be a permanent ban,
Meta
always left the door open for this is a temporary thing. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys saw the adjacent story to this, but the ACLU was defending the Donald Trump side of this too, saying essentially, you know, has a right to be heard or people have the right to hear what he has to say. I think their argument was less about him and more about you know, American citizens having the right. It's a little odd to me, though, when a person owns their own social media company. I think they have their own, like, you're not in any way limited by another one saying you can't be on there, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't know if he's posted on Facebook. Let me check right now. But I don't think he has. I think he's still stuck with Truth.
Stuck with his own
or
venture.
Sticking with, I should say, sticking with Truth.
Well, you might be right the other way, too.
Let's see. President Donald J. Trump on Facebook. Have you posted, sir? I don't see anything. Here's your reporting on KMOX.
There you go. Good time.
All right. So
great radio.
Yes. So a French man called Alien Man is barred from restaurants. His name is Anthony Lafredo, and he has dramatically altered his body to fit an alien aesthetic by removing his ears, his nostrils, and some fingers. He's also covered in tattoos. I saw a photo of him. He does sort of look like an alien. He says he often gets stared at in public and now claims he is being discriminated against over his looks, as some restaurants do not allow him to eat there. He says that the alien look has helped his confidence grow in recent years, saying he feels more secure now.
I see the picture now.
Does he look like an alien to you?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of looks like an avatar.
Yeah, I mean, kind of like if you were to picture, you know, your typical kind of like gray/green alien. Except it looks, you know, it's less weird shaped. I mean, it looks like a human. You know?
Right.
I mean, his body's like a human.
I don't think anyone's like, an actual alien.
Yeah. I'm not sure how I feel about being told you can't go places. But I can't imagine that doing that would make you think that people are not going to look at you.
Right.
Right? I mean, like, people are going to take note when you look that different.
I'm always interested by stuff like this because... Yeah, people do different things with their appearance, and in a perfect world, it's like everyone can look how they want, and there's no repercussions whatsoever. But then you have people taking it to the extreme and then being surprised when other people have a reaction. It's always interesting to try to parse that out and be like, okay, well, should the restaurants tell him to leave if he's making other patrons uncomfortable?
I mean... Could you tell anyone to leave if their look made people uncomfortable?
Right.
I mean, that's where I'm. I don't know that I love that part.
If it was just like a creepy guy.
Right.
And it's like, oh, you're creeping people out. You have to leave. I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Or someone with just another physical deformity could be a result of a disease rather than your design. I don't know that I'm okay with that. But I do think it's a little odd to complain about attention when you do something that will absolutely draw attention.
And my final story here, the KFC Foundation is offering tuition-free higher education to eligible employees. The chicken chain says to participate, workers must be employed at a KFC restaurant participating in the KFC Foundation's annual franchise donation program and be in good standing. It extends to about 60 bachelor's, master's, and certification programs. I always think it's cool whenever companies do stuff like this to give their employees a little bit of a leg up.
You guys want a little bit more of a downside story on the fast food industry?
Sure.
Did you guys see this? Like, so California passed their new minimum wage laws, and it would lead to fast food places having to pay like $22 an hour minimum wage if it ends up going. It's being challenged in court right now, so it's not in place at the moment. It's being challenged by McDonald's, Starbucks, Chipotle, KFC's parent company, which is what, Yum Brands?
Yum Brands, yeah.
There's more too. There are a few others, like In-N-Out Burger, a part of it too. So they're spending millions of dollars to oppose this minimum wage laws. And I don't know, something fascinating to me about spending millions of dollars yeah. to avoid paying workers more. And I know I'm sure they've done the math, and it would be cheaper to do this than to just pay everybody. But I'm not sure how I feel about a place like McDonald's that has $25 billion a year in revenue spending millions to not have to pay people $4 or $5 an hour more than they do.
Mm-hmm. And I always see charts where people actually do the math and they're like, okay, if a McDonald's employee actually made more of a living wage versus what they made now, it would raise the price of your Big Mac by like 3 or 5 cents, something crazy
so
like that.
In the story that I read, they broke it down that if these costs went up 30%, so if that's what it would be, essentially, if the minimum wage jumped from where it is now to where it would go, it was like roughly a 30% jump, that it would lead to an increase in prices of like 7 to 10%. And then if the jump were higher, let's say the jump were more like 40% in wages, then it would be more like a 15 to 20% hike in the prices that you're paying. And I understand that they're businesses, but at some point, do we not just go, $26 billion is a lot of revenue. Is there nowhere in there without changing prices?
You can't cut into that at all, yeah.
Right, like can we, I don't know, maybe pay the CEO a little less? Like I know that's like sacrilege to say, well, maybe the highest level executives could make a little less to allow for that. But the truth is they can charge what they want because if we pay it, we pay it. And if we don't, well, then they're going to lower the prices.
Yeah, and the way I look at it is they're always raising the prices on us anyway. So if you're they don't have like the dollar menu or anything anymore. So everything's $1.29 to $1.40. If they raise it another 10 or 15 cents, I'm probably not going to notice at that point.
And I know that part of the argument here too is that it's not all about McDonald's and Starbucks and these multi-billion dollar a year businesses.
Right.
You know, the local restaurants too are a part of this. I'm not sure. If I read it correctly, I thought that the California law varied based on the size of the company and varied based on that. I don't know that for sure, but it'll be interesting to follow how that goes. I think we lost Dave, but if not,
I think we did.
Bye, Dave.
Bye, Dave.
Take care. So green. That's DGS on a Thursday. Dave is out getting ready for the DGS live show tonight at the Wildy Theater. We're all heading there, when we get to the news here at the top of the hour. You got some best up coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Rachel, you want to do a couple of food things?
Yes. I regret to inform all of you that soda has gone woke.
Oh, no.
So there,
I knew it was coming.
Soda has gone wokey.
So we've all heard of the Coke freestyle machines that you'll see at the movie theater or whatever where you can go and pick all these different flavors and put it in your cup. Pepsi has. Yeah, Andrew does hate these. He doesn't like the flavors that come out.
They don't taste right, man.
If you get the right ones, some of the combos are not good, but the few of the ones I've gotten are really fantastic.
It's nice to have the extreme variety, but according to Andrew, like normal Coke and stuff like that,
it's just
tastes
off. It's just a different. It's a different syrup they use.
Tasted good to me.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah, no, we're not. We're going to fight.
So Pepsi has their version of a freestyle machine sort of like that that is in a few locations around the country. And a TikTok user posted how they are regulating the amount of liquid that can go into your cup. So basically, you go up to the machine and there's a QR code on your cup, which you scan, at which point a drink balance will show up on the screen. And from there, you have 30 seconds to complete your fill up. So you can go up there and they'll be like, okay, this is a 16-ounce cup of Pepsi. Here comes the 16 ounces and not an ounce more. And if you are short on that or you don't get it in the 30 seconds of time, you are just out of luck for at least 10 minutes, then you're allowed to go back and put some more soda in your cup. But this effectively eliminates the standing at the machine and taking a couple of sips and refilling.
Boo.
I agree. Boo. Soda costs them nothing.
You're literally nickel and diming people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does it cost to fill a 32-ounce drink? 10 cents? 12 cents?
Maybe.
And you're going to nickel and dime me over a couple of sips that way?
I'll tell
you what about my free refills? Are we not doing free refills at these places?
So you do get refills, but you have to wait 10 minutes for your free refill. I guess it's to discourage people from getting the refill.
I tell you what, though. Those Pepsi freestyle machines, they're worth it.
I mean, maybe they are. That's
great. They're worth the trouble. The Pepsi freestyles are spectacular.
Stop limiting my soda intake.
I'm an American.
I mean, should
be able to get as much soda as I want.
I'm already paying like a 200% upcharge.
Oh, more than that.
Let me have the few extra ounces.
Let's defer to Andrew on this one because he has looked into getting one of these freestyle machines in his home.
I have. It's a more than 200% increase to be sure. Are we sure that it's to stop somebody from taking a couple extra sippy sips and stealing the soda? Or is it more just to, you know, I don't know, maybe keep the line moving, right?
Oh, look at him sticking up for big soda.
People move really slowly at the soda fountain, and it drives me up a wall.
I think it's about profits. I don't think it's about making anything easier
on
the customer.
They don't care about us, Andrew. It's about the extra few pennies.
You're probably right.
each time.
My next story here is also about food. Professor and chairwoman of the Food Standards Agency, Susan Jebb, has said that if nobody brought in cakes into the office, I would not eat cakes in the day. But because people do bring cakes in, I eat them. And she argues that this is as bad as secondhand smoke.
Lady.
This is as harmful to you as secondhand smoke because other people are bringing cakes in and you can't resist and you eat the cake.
Just don't take it. I mean, I do partake in a lot of the food that's put outside, but there are days where I don't take any. Just don't.
Where does she work?
I mean, cake is...
Andrew's like, I want to move to the cake office.
Where does she work that people are constantly bringing in cakes? You're to the point that it's killing her.
You're not going
to
find many places that have more food sitting around than a radio station.
True.
Not specifically cakes, though.
No, that's true. Not always cakes, but you get like the monthly big birthday cake and all that. Like, first of all, cake's not addictive.
Oh, I don't know.
Right? I mean, like, it's not legitimately addictive.
It's not like nicotine.
Right. It's not like chemically addictive, although it is pretty amazing.
I also don't think having a slice of cake once a month out of the big birthday cake, sheet cake, is nearly as bad for you as being constantly exposed to secondhand smoke. I think she's being a little dramatic when she says that.
I don't think there should be as many Chick-fil-A's on the road because then I wouldn't stop and get them if they weren't there. Like, what kind of logic is that?
That is snowflake logic.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.